integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
An aspirin a day can cause eye damage? It's true. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, they found that using aspirin doubled the odds of developing neovascular macular degeneration, the most serious form of the disease of the family of diseases of macular degeneration. Joining us is Melanie Cole. Dr. Holly is out training physicians in Portland, Oregon. We wish you well up there, and we honor you young doctors, and we think you made a nice choice in teachers. Melanie, is this going to rock cardiology looking at this information? Are people going to start throwing their aspirins away? What do you think?
Well, Dr. Weiss, it certainly was a study that blew me away because, you know, doing cardiac rehab for all these years, you're always told, and even as a trainer, we're told, you know, keep that aspirin around with you in your pocket when you're working with people and heart patients and all of these things. But yet now even a baby aspirin a day, right, can contribute to this eye problem?
Well, as a cardiologist, there's a couple of misnomers. And so the public, these are things that we know we don't always share. One is that going from 325 to 81 really didn't matter that much as far as decreasing bleeding to the stomach, all those negative effects. Still, it seemed that 81 milligrams seemed to be the minimum to keep the blood slippery, which is what the goal of the aspirin was. The second thing is, and I don't know if you know this, Melanie, but coating the aspirin didn't help either. It didn't matter.
I heard that as well.
Yeah, coating the answer, and it doesn't it seem like it makes sense? It's got that orange coating on it. You look at it, you feel safer from taking it. But when we look at Americans bought 44 million packages of low-dose aspirin marketed just for heart protection. Now, that's not headaches. That's not anything else. And it was up about 12% from 2005. This is more recent. I'm in the rare era of cardiologists that never recommended an aspirin a day. I think that there's some rare occasions where I may have considered it, but aspirin has a tremendous amount of side effects. And now, Melanie, I got a question for you. You're an exercise physiology. Were you told by cardiologists that all these patients should be on an aspirin a day?
I was, yes. And when I was doing my internship, I was at a hospital in Chicago, and yes, that's what we were told. And so the eye thing now scares me. I don't take an aspirin a day. You know, I'd rather exercise, drink more water, do that sort of thing. But the eyesight thing really worries me. Put that link together for us, Dr. Weiss. What are we doing? Are we causing ourselves to get macular degeneration in higher numbers than we have ever seen before?
Yeah, it's going up, and it's still not a real common thing. And that's why the CDC is don't panic. And it's still a relatively rare disease. And I don't like that attitude. We have a causal factor. We spent millions of the taxpayers' dollars to find this out. We need to use this information. And unfortunately, medicine will be a highlight. It'll be a Twitter feed for 3 days. And then we want to hear about Manti Te'o, right? Or something like that. And it'll lose it away. But when this is a medicine industry changing thing, it's the first dent to aspirin that the public is really seeing where they're going to be forced to make a choice. Now, Mayo Clinic says that not everybody should have an aspirin a day. That doesn't mean, listeners, now your Mayo cardiologist may have said to you, nope, I want to take an aspirin a day. But look, doctors don't always follow what the CDC and the government and the big panel's recommendations are. Melanie, you bumped into that a bunch of times probably. We call them, Dr. Holly likes to call them practice theory gaps. Here's the practice, but the theory is very different. The theory of aspirin says you should only take it if you've already had a heart attack or stroke, you've had a stent placed, you've had bypass surgery, or you're having chest pain, and you never had a heart attack, but you have diabetes and you're older than 50 years old, or you're a man with diabetes older than 50, or a woman with diabetes over 60. If you notice, Melanie, that's not a lot of people.
No.
That sure isn't everybody.
Not be on as many an aspirin as the aspirin that they sell.
Yeah, and that... Yeah, and this, now, listeners, Mayo didn't change this based on this macular degeneration study. This is the same things. We look at the American Heart Association's recommendations all the time, and they publish them. And aspirin has always been viewed as a drug with a risk-benefit, and it should not be given to everybody. And I don't know how it got into everybody's idea that everybody should be on an aspirin a day. New aspirin, and if we look at some other stuff, and the positive, you know, aspirin was looked at that it helped reduce risk of colon cancer and cancer of the esophagus, the stomach, and the prostate. So it wasn't like there was these positives coming out. And this guy, this researcher came out and said, aspirin is the one drug I would take on a desert island with me, said Mark Frederick, MD, University of Michigan School at Ann Arbor. He says it only costs 2 cents a day, and it has, and the benefits are amazing. But Mayo comes back, and Harvard comes back. I mean, is this enough to just drive you crazy? Mayo comes back and says, here's side effects, strokes, gastrointestinal bleeding, ringing in ears. Harvard says researchers from 6 large primary prevention trials of aspirin pooled their data in a single large trial, 95,000 volunteers. This is a huge study. Aspirin is of uncertain value. And they found that taking 300 milligrams of lesser aspirin, the risk of major stomach or brain bleed by 55%. So this other doctor, Dr. Gerald Liu, says don't take it. We are confusing the public, Melanie.
We are confusing you. If aspirin was released today, Dr. Weiss, do you think it would still be an over-the-counter, you know, it's like a 99 cents a bottle now or something?
Yeah, we know that for a fact that if aspirin were released today, it would not be an over-the-counter the drug. It would be a prescription, and it would be looked at similar to a drug like Plavix or clopidogrel or some of these antiplatelet aggregators in a risk-benefit. When we want to simplify the approach now, who should take an aspirin away? Number one, you gals, we're picking on you again here. An aspirin a day lowers the thermostat, not just the bleeding, but lowers the thermostat and makes it hard to lose weight. Now, we need to know that. So folks out there that are on an aspirin a day and you're wondering why you can't run a temperature when you're sick, you're always cold, you're probably affecting your thyroid relative to the aspirin. It's not a direct effect, but this is what folks like Holly and I find clinically is these aspirin a day people, their temperature lowers, and it's hard to get them to burn fat. So right there, if you're struggling to lose weight, that's a big piece of this. Second thing is any bleeding or whatever, but I think that the recommendations of 3 or 4 risk factors, previous heart history, those are the only true candidates for aspirin, in my opinion. And I sure don't recommend it a day, an aspirin a day.
Well, and anything that helps women to makes it tougher for us to lose weight is a big, huge no-no. I mean, that's just so scary for all of us. And I know a lot of women who are cold all the time, and just mm-hmm. as you're saying, so what do? We steer clear of it except really, truly medically necessary?
Yeah, and I think the guidelines of, you know, your risk for heart attack or you have multiple stents in heart, and I think you consider it. But let's look at the goal of aspirin. The goal of aspirin is to keep things nice and slippery. Well, fish oil, ginkgo, a good vitamin E, I don't know if they work as well as aspirin because we don't have research, but they do make blood slippery, and look at the fish oil research. I'm not a krill fan, but the other types of fish oil, the phospholipid extracts and, you know, the regular triglyceride forms of fish oils, these things, no doubt, they help you live longer. In a JAMA study, they make blood nice and slippery. It's not like we don't have natural products that have good safety to them that make blood slippery. We just don't know whether it prevents as much as aspirin. But to me, high risk patients, and then when somebody's having a heart attack is when you use aspirin. It's a great acute heart attack drug, aspirin, no question about it. Beyond that, get with your fish oils, your gingers, your ginkgos, and I think you'll be just fine.
Well, that's really some of the best advice that I've heard in so long, Dr. Weiss, because that's how people know. So really the main message here is you don't have to take an aspirin a day. It could cause stomach bleeding. It could hurt our vision. It could increase your risk for macular degeneration and thyroid problems. You know, it can cause all sorts of problems unless you are somebody really at high risk or in the middle of a heart attack, then it probably could help. Otherwise, we can use fish oil and ginger and ginkgo. Keep that blood slippery, as Dr. Decker Weiss says. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss. Stay well.